A pill may one day fend off some ailments of old age. In Focus on Technology, Ann Thompson reports the research involves aging stem cells.
Age is what you make it. Soon-to-be 102-year-old Maddie Walker spends much of her time at the Over the Rhine Senior Center.
Come down to the center and enjoy, sit with the people and enjoy.
Walker makes crafts. She's also the Sunday school secretary at her church. Her friend, 95-year-old Louise Williams, keeps busy sewing and cooking. She says her grandson lives with her, but she still does all the work.
Active, always have something to do within the home. If they're not cleaning up or trying to keep the house in order, I like to sew. I like to read. I'm an avid reader. I love reading.
86-year-old Emma Harris has been coming to the Over the Rhine Senior Center for 24 years. It keeps her feeling young.
If I stayed home, I'd be laying around in the bed all day doing nothing. And I love peepers. So I come there and we just have a beautiful time down here all the time.
The women do a lot, including making quilts, but admit they don't have the energy they used to have. So what if there was a way to make them feel young again? Cincinnati Children's Hospital researcher Dr. Hartmut Geiger is working on it. He's identified a protein that is key in the aging process. At least in mice stem cells, medicine is making the body's cells young again. 76-year-old Ernestine Jackson is intrigued.
And I think it's a great idea that this scientist, whatever, if it works, that would be wonderful. Because like I said, but it might be kind of scary to even think about it, but to think about something like that happening would be a wonderful thing for a whole lot of people.
As you age, your cells, organs, and tissues don't work very well, and this might limit your lifespan. Dr. Geiger, with labs in Cincinnati and Germany, says when stem cells get older, they don't put their stuff in the right position anymore.
It's like your bathroom or something like that, where you have a certain order of stuff to get through in the morning quickly. So, you know, somebody comes in and puts everything in a different spot, you're probably a little bit upset, and you're not working as efficiently anymore. And it looks like aged stem cells are like that.
Geiger says sometime between age 50 and 70, your cells start changing. He's focusing on the stem cells that generate the body's red and white blood cells, essential to the immune system.
So you have cells that are less able to fight infections. You have less red blood cells, so you're more tired. And frequently, what you also see is there's leukemia, which is frequently also a blood cell disease, is going up with age. So there are a lot of problems associated with aging also in this blood-forming system. But more common one, sarcopenia, muscle weakness, and also dementia also is also associated with aging.
Images show these stem cells are very organized in younger people, but become disorganized and scattered as we age.
We first looked at what is different between when they are young, from a young animal, or young human being, and from an aged human being, or aged mouse in our case. And we figured out that there's a small protein, a switch protein, which is called RhoGTPase, and the name is CTC42.
The protein regulates cell signaling, and initial data suggests it is causing stem cell aging. Geiger's collaborator has developed a drug that can reverse the activity of this protein to a level found in normal young cells. It is working in mice stem cells.
Okay, well, sounds like problem solved. You figured it out. You have a drug, then... Where are we? What's the timetable?
Okay. So the first part is you need to use the drug ex vivo. That means we have not given the drug directly to the mouse yet. So it does work very nicely if you take the cells out and do it specifically on the cell and then put the cell back. This is anyhow a standard assay in our field. We're currently testing what it's doing in whole mice.
Geiger says first results are promising, but cautions he doesn't know if it'll work in people. So this is a hope, nothing else. It may be 10 to 20 years before testing on humans is finished. 95-year-old Louise Williams, while impressed, says she already does feel young inside.
I don't know what you would need to keep you young within, because I feel young within already. I mean, I know I can't do the things that I used to do actively, but I feel like I want to do, I want to go, I want to do this, and I get up and do it. I try to do it.
If the pill works, people could get healthy and old at the same time. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.